that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, we are back with part two of the Scobro Show. I am still Dave Schofield, editor behind thesteelcurtain.com. And with me, as always, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, you doing good?
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting here looking through the live chat, and people are putting up other names, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, I could have put that guy on my list.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh, man, I could have put that guy on my list.
I went through at least a dozen. But, hey, now, I don't know if you listened to the other shows and everything to catch. Did you notice my intro is a little bit different this week?
I did.
Yeah, okay. For those that haven't caught up to it yet, is that I am now the editor behind the Steel Curtain, not the co-editor, lost the co-title. So Brian, Anthony Davis can't call me the co-ed anymore. But I'm not going to say what we call him. But that's because I kind of insisted that we, you know, give Jeff a little bit more elevated status based on that he's the elevated guy. Jeff is now the senior editor behind the Steel Curtain, and I'm the editor. That's why it's not like I changed anything. I just don't have anyone right there I just want to make sure that Jeff is, he pours his heart and soul into the website. And it's just that, wanted to make sure that we're continuing to acknowledge that. So that's why. So we're here, we're going on.
We kind of know what you now, now since bad can't call you co-ed anymore. And you said, we don't say what we call him, but you call him special. Ed?
No, who? No, bad, not Jeff. Oh, no, he's the podcast producer. Oh. We call him by his abbreviations. So that's what Jeff calls him. As Rich just shakes his head. So now there's still some people in the live chat talking about my article from yesterday where we had talked about that a little bit about different types of fans. And I know AJ had asked a question about what about a moderate fan? I tell you what. You're all fans. You really are. You don't have to be the optimistic. You don't have to be the moderate. You don't have to be the realistic. You don't have to be the pessimistic. You can even be the miserable fan if that's really who you want to be. And there's probably other categories that I haven't even thought of the list. We're all Steeler fans. Well, we just need to understand that we just all express it in different ways. So that's how it works. Rich.
I'm a very different fan sitting and watching a game on TV than I am here on the podcast or just talking to people in general about the Steelers to how I am at a Steelers game. I am probably, I say more bad things about the Steelers when I watch them on TV sometimes.
When they frustrate you, come on.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Well, that was ingrained in you as a child. That's what you did with the Steelers.
Correct. You know, our father, see, you got to remember, see, you don't remember all the way back when I was, you know, 5 and 6 when dad was still a pastor, you know, so his word for the Steelers was, typical Pittsburgh, he's kind of bum. They're a bunch of bums.
Yeah. Okay. Bums. But in the 80s, they were a bunch of bums.
You know, there's only ever one guy there in the 80s that I really remember my dad getting excited about. Mm-hmm. And that was Merriweather. Merriweather.
Merriweather. Hey, I have to bring this up.
Okay.
Because Wes Hickok, you know, a regular on here, says, does it get more hardcore than almost spiking your infant child when Santonio Holmes toe taps in the end zone? What's crazy is that was my daughter's first Super Bowl. I had an infant child. My oldest child was that Super Bowl. And normally at night, she would lay on me to fall asleep. And she could not settle because I was not settled. So you talk about almost spiking your infant child when that happens. If Wes, if that was you, then you and I are basically following the same path because I experienced the same thing.
Mine was slightly different. Now my children were a little older at that point in time, a whole lot, but they were in bed in the very next, very close by where I'm sitting and watching the game. My bigger reaction actually was on the Larry Fitzgerald touchdown when I jumped up, wanted to yell and scream at the TV, but instead just took a cushion off the couch and like slammed it into the floor so hard I thought it was going to like explode. Now, of course, I was very excited on the Santonio Holmes touchdown catch, which of course went to review, to which at that point in time,
I wasn't really excited. When it happened. Because you didn't think he got in. And then you started saying, I think he did. I think maybe he did.
I called Dave, okay? Because I had just bought the week before an HD TV. So I was watching basically my first football game in high def. And when they ran the replay in my high def, you could see that he got the second foot down because you could see a couple blades of grass move or whatever. And it was like, he did, it moved. Mm-hmm. They're going to see it. You know,
there was so much to that game. Okay. Let's get back to our list. Cause we can talk about that game. We can talk about that game every Tuesday night from now to week one. So what we were running down was we were talking about camp darlings. Who do you think is going to be embraced as, everything that they do well, we're going to talk about and be very much discussed once training camp starts based on their play. And we did our top five. We've done 5, 4, and 3 so far. Yours was Alex Highsmith, Dwayne Haskins, and James Pierre, correct?
Yes.
Mine was Dwayne Haskins, Shakir Brown, and Kendrick Green. So now we're on to our top two. Rich, top two. Go ahead. Let us know about your top two.
Sorry, this is another one I'm putting in there because of what we have seen already coming out. I mean, gee whiz, BTSC was putting stuff out on stuff going on, and everybody is. I'm sorry, I had to go with the number one obvious answer of Najee Harris.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Part of the going to be constant talk there is because he is expected to be in and be the number one guy.
Yes.
And also, kind of like you were saying before, he's to push Frank. Is he going to, what Jeff talked about in his article, is he going to break Franco's rookie records? And, is he a potential rookie of the year candidate? And, there's going to be a lot to talk about that and just everything you're hearing, not just even because of what we see on the field. Everything you're hearing about this guy off the field, too, right now has been, glowing. And if you put the two together, how do you not keep talking about the guy?
I went to write his name down, and I'll tell you now, he's not on my list. I went to write his name down, and then I reconsidered, and there was one reason why I did, and I'm going to talk about I talked myself out of it.
Funny was, I started him lower, and then the more I got to thinking about it, I had to move him up higher.
Yeah. Well, here's why, is that he's going to be talked about in training camp. Are we going to be talking about how great he is, or are we going to be talking about how we're not seeing enough of him to know what we have? Are they not going to, like in preseason games and whatnot, are they not going to overwhelm him? I'm hoping that that's not the case. But at the same time, 17 games.
I know, but do you know what I expect? Yes, we're going to see very limited Najee Harris in the preseason. But the tiny little bit we see is going to whet our appetites, and we are going to be drooling all over the guy.
So I could see
in in a very small sample size, we're going to see enough to be like, we have something here. That's why I think we're going to be talking about the guy.
I can completely see that. I'm just saying the only reason why, because it was, this was tough. This was tough coming up with this list.
You had to move somebody off.
That's the only reason why I bumped him off, is because I went through my list and tried to think, is there a reason why they shouldn't be on the list? And that was the only thing I could come up with, because I had too many guys.
Everybody that's on my list, I started mm-hmm. saying, okay, why would we be hyping this guy up or anything like this? And that was my thought with Najee, is that we're seeing everything going on in practice, and we're going to see stuff in training camp, but we're going to get to the preseason games. I'm with you. I don't expect him to carry the ball more than probably a few times in the game, but I'm still thinking, you know, if he gets four or five carries, we're going to see things that we're just going to be like,
yay.
Oh, yeah, we were smart to take this guy in the first round.
And normally you're like, oh, rookie running back, you're going to see a lot of him in the preseason. No, I don't think you are, and this is why. Two reasons. I think you might see him every game, but you just might not see a ton of snaps for him. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they have him out there without handing him the ball, just to have him do other things, to give him some more quote-unquote snaps without giving him so many carries. And the reason I'm saying this is because 17 games. I mean, I'm probably one of my predictions later on, I don't know that he plays every game. And that's because running backs don't. And I've talked about that ad nauseum, that running backs miss games. And I would love nothing more than for Najee Harris to play all 17 games as a rookie. But if I'm this is when the realist comes out with me, and the analytical number cruncher comes out, that statistically he shouldn't. But, and that's also why my other prediction, non-Steelers wise, is that Derrick Henry is going to miss a significant time this season, because he's been the exception to the whole missing games thing. So it's eventually going to come around. But I can see you there. Totally get you. So you went.
Wes, totally agree. Wes says he knows how to run the ball. Let him work on pass protection.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. That's what we're. Yes.
Let him know. You know, even if they don't throw him the ball, let him run some routes. Even if he's not the target, you know, and if he's the target, that's great. But, you know, things like that, I think that's exactly right. Get him some snaps, but I don't want it to be like sometimes when you put a running back in the game in the preseason, you're like, oh, I want to give them, you know, five carries. You know, so they go in for five snaps and carry the ball five times. That's your veteran running backs. I see Najee Harris getting more snaps, hopefully twice as many more snaps than he sees touches. I would like to see that in the preseason. So that was your number two. That was a good one. Yes. You went with the Steelers' first round draft pick.
Yep.
Guess where I'm going?
Oh, you're going with the
second round. I'm going with Big Press. I'm going with the last round draft pick.
Okay.
I'm going with the thick kick. I'm going with one Presley Harvin. Is it the third or the second? It's the third, right?
Yep.
Punter, Steelers. People are going to talk about him. Every time he kicks the ball, people are going to talk about him. Every time.
I just can't get excited about.
And they're going to talk about him.
Not even just a kicker, a punter.
Yeah, but seriously, I couldn't put him at number one. But I had to put him. He's going to get talked about so much. He's going to get talked about a ton. Everything. I mean, the Steelers haven't had that big kicker. You know, they tried to do it with Daniel Sabalva. I still can't believe. It's one thing to take a punter in the fourth round. It's another thing to trade up to grab him. And you just didn't know, you know, injuries are injuries. They are what they are. But he's going to get talked about. He's already been talked about a ton. But this is my rookie that's already been talked about a lot, that's going to continue to get talked about. I know you rolled your eyes, but I had to do it. I had to do it because it's to me, it's true. It's true. So
suck up.
No. I mean,
you're sucking up to the senior editor.
I don't have to suck up to the senior editor.
No,
tell him how it is.
I know you well enough.
Yeah. So that's it. So Rich, are you ready for your number one? The question is, and we'll find out soon. I want to know, has your number one already been mentioned, is what we're going to find out. All right, Rich, number one?
Number one for me is third round pick Kendrick Green.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I can see that.
I would not be surprised. This guy, I don't know. I just feel that there's some Mike Webster-esqueness about him. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I could see him coming in and dominating so much that Steeler fans here and elsewhere all around the world are screaming to start this guy game one. That's how I could see him.
I could see
getting
it.
All this talk. Okay.
Yeah.
If he comes out and is that and is really good,
mm-hmm.
that starts the argument. Should he be your game one starter?
Yeah.
That will start all kinds of chatter. Like we could devote a show and a half to.
Exactly.
So
I will tell you this. If he's not the game one, the week one starter, I don't want it to be because he's not ready. I want it to be because someone else is playing really well also. You know what I'm saying? There's reasons for this. Okay. And I don't want it to be because there's injuries or anything like that. You know, I want it to be because he is just showing so much that they can't keep on the field. Now, it's still a third round pick that we know how it goes. I've talked about it extensively. So expecting that could leave you open for disappointment. And that's when your miserable Steeler fans are going to come in and say, why in the world are you putting your faith in a third round draft pick to start? No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying Pouncey wasn't even supposed to start week one his rookie year. And he started all 16. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it was so obvious that he was by far their best option.
Yes.
It would have been a fool to not put him out there. But it was so obvious by far that Kevin Dotson was your best option in that playoff game, and yet he was standing on the sidelines.
Yeah, that one still boggles my mind.
I wonder if that had anything to do with why we have a new offensive line coach, for all I know. It'll be interesting.
You know what? That's an interesting point.
Yep. So I love that, and I put green on there for a reason. I like even number one.
I don't know if you can tell, but each of my picks, like I had, not only did I come up with, like I have the, you know, I kind of had a scenario of this is why this person could be on this lesson being talked about so much.
Exactly. I love it. Love it. You ready for my number one?
I could wait a little longer. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
My number one.
Can't wait.
Hey, you jumped the gun. I'm not supposed to hit and broadcast yet. All right. My number one has also been mentioned. So who do you think it is?
Hold on. I closed my list here for a second.
I'm not going to make a guess. You pick my number three. I'll pick your number three.
Number three, you went with? Okay.
James Pierre. I think James Pierre is going to get talked about even more.
If you didn't have him on your top five list, I was going to be very, very surprised.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. I have him as number one just because – once again, it's the scenario. People are going to be talking about him, and this is not a knock on Cam Sutton, but this, I think people are going to be talking about him so much that we are going to wonder if he's going to be actually the starter.
You talked about Jeffrey Benedict, saying, nope, it's going to be Cam because he's better on the outside, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But what if James Pierre is even better on the outside?
Yeah,
then what you do. Than Cam Sutton. Then you play James Pierre as the starter and then drop him down inside in nickel coverage and put Cam on the outside if you have to. It's just going to come down to what do the Steelers have? And I'm with you. I just think this guy could be that kind of guy that really presses to be like, how do we keep him off the field?
Exactly. Well, honestly, he saw very, very limited action last year. Very limited action. So much so, Jeffrey Benedict has pored over every single one of the snaps he's played on defense. Very limited.
Yep.
But every play is fantastic. They're like, oh, he was only targeted one time downfield. Look at what he did on that. Oh, look, he had a tackle for loss on a pass to the outside where he just came in. And it's so funny because now that Jeffrey's brought it up, I'm like, it's almost like he's a bigger version of Mike Hilton who can cover better, you know, but yet though, when you look at how he flies the ball, here you go. Teaser for Vertex. Jeffrey had to find his worst play. He said, I had to go out of my way, find the worst play James Pierre put on tape on defense in 2020. And on his worst play, the ball wasn't even thrown to the guy he was guarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because there was someone else that was looked awful on that play on the Steelers defense, and I'm not going to mention Luston Jane's name. So, and gave up a big reception. So the thing is you're like, you want to see something to be excited about. And you're like, well, he only played a few plays, but they were good plays. They were good plays. So right. That's the kind of thing we want to do. But of course.
And that's the thing. List. And coming up with these darling, you know, kind of your list yeah. of darlings. It's some of it. Yeah. You do have to stretch it a little bit. You do yeah. have to say, you know, it could happen. It might not happen. You know, it's,
yeah.
If there were five obvious ones out there, great. We'd pick them, and you know the show would have been over at you know 5 minutes.
But no, we talked about other stuff for the first 17.
So we still would have yeah, been done. Exactly. Well, no, wait a minute.
You would have been done 5 minutes with that.
Dave can't finish anything in 5 minutes except a great big helping of mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, that's true. I can. Now you forget I was challenged to eat a dozen donuts in 5 minutes.
Did you make it?
Oh, I did it in half the time. Half the time. So, okay. Yeah. But I had to eat them like freshly baked straight out of the glaze from a local donut shop here where I live. That's very well known. I mean, in this area because it's local. But yeah, I crushed that. That was back when I was teaching my students. And you know what? And I had already had all you could eat soup and dinner at Olive Garden that night and still went a dozen donuts in 2.5 minutes. So
sorry, I'm gonna bring this one up. Yeah, Brian Blackstock says biscuits and gravy. Actually, that would be me, Brian. I would finish the biscuits and gravy in 5 minutes. That's one of my favorites.
Are you ready? The reason James Pierre was number one on my list, when I figured out the five players I was gonna go with, then I had to put them in order.
Right.
The reason James Pierre went number one is he's the only player on my list who has had NFL snaps, and you can't find anything glaringly bad with them, even if it was only a few of them.
Yeah.
Because the only other person on my list that had NFL snaps was Haskins, and trust me, you can find plenty of bad stuff on him. So I'm like, the chant, and people are like, I know someone, I can't remember who it was, said about, you know, maybe we should pump the brakes. I understand he's an undrafted free agent, but I mean, the Steelers put him on the 53 last year in a training camp where we didn't see anything. We're like, wow. I mean, I was shocked. I had him pegged for the practice squad, maybe because some people were talking about him, but and I mean, and then I had him on my projected inactives to start the season. Nope. Active every game. Yep. And you know, as the gunner, and it was just, I can't get over, I can't believe that he was able to get to where he was last year. And I'm like, if he did that without a training camp, without a preseason games, just think of what it could be this year. And you know what? It might not be. But you know what? It might not be that way with anybody. You could take any player on any team and figure out why they might not be nearly as good this year. Sure. Anybody from any team. That's
why
we
sat here and came up with reasons why they might be really talked about.
Exactly. You know,
our list is subjective.
Tom Brady could go into training camp and suddenly not be able to throw the ball more than 15 yards, you know, because he's 72 years old. You know, that can happen. You know, anything is possible that even, you know, I don't want to say any Steelers just because, you know, something could happen with Aaron Donald where he deals with a minor injury that just nags him to where he is only a shadow of himself in 2020. You know, anything could happen. So the question is, do you believe that it's always going to be the bad that's happening or always the good that's happening? We talked about that earlier. So me, I always try to look at what we could see from somebody. And I'm excited. And like I said, it wasn't that with the reason I left Najee off my list wasn't because I thought he wouldn't do well, is because I thought we might not see enough of him and people might be frustrated with it. Anybody else was close on your list?
A ton
yeah
of guys worth talking about.
I Q from the U was one for me that
I was actually surprised. I thought he might make your list.
Yeah, but I thought these other guys.
I thought about him too.
Yeah. Have a better chance of making the 53. I mean, not that he won't, but I think he will.
I thought about Ant Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Yep, would have been a good one to talk about. Technically, and as much as I'd say I hate going to a third-year guy, technically you could throw Devin Bush out there because of coming off the injury.
Yeah.
After, you know, we saw such the big jump to the beginning of the year last year, but then the injury, then coming off the injury, everything's there. Also want to point out that
– how about Robert Spillane playing – possibly playing next to him?
Correct.
People might start talking about Spillane being next to Bush rather than anything else. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I talked about my list and how I had, you know, scenarios set up for why we could be buzzing on this guy and hyped up. I could come up with the same guy why we could be buzzing on him, not hyped up, but buzzing on him, you know, WTF kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you could give a scenario where then you're the same reason you could be buzzing the wrong direction.
About you know what? Some of these guys. We might have to keep that in mind. That might actually be a topic for another show.
Mm-hmm.
Is instead of Camp Studs, Camp Duds. Who's someone that you have high
expectations? But the same thing is, I could take the same guys on the list and list them and tell you why they could potentially be a dud.
Yeah. See, here's another one. Buddy Johnson could get some buzz. I forgot about him. That's a great one. That really is.
Very good.
So, Rich, are you ready? We're going to have to do it.
Yep,
this is final question time. Now, remember the rules. Don't put it out there until I actually put the question in there. I will bring it up. You get one answer. One answer. You want to give a big, long explanation? I might not click on you. If I do, I might just say your answer because we're going to run through these. And then if we have to, maybe comment in a little bit on what you say. But you know what the question is? Who is your camp darling? Our list of five, you get to give your top one. Who's your number one?
Top one.
So, and already in here is Andrew Wilbar says Haskins.
Yep. So
we both had him on our lists. I could completely see that he could be a darling. But like I said, he wasn't as high on mine because that's assuming he's going to play great. Okay. So, this is an interesting one.
That's a very interesting one.
Antoine Brooks Jr. He's the only member of the 2020 draft class who did not initially make the 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on the practice squad and then was pulled up a couple times and then got elevated a couple times and then actually got signed to the active roster.
Yep.
So that's a good one. Okay. AJ says, got to be Pierre. BMK, Bully Mob Kennel. Artist formerly known as Solarverse, he says Pierre. Okay. I just went. Wes says wide receiver Tyler Simmons. I'm trying to remember exactly. I think he was the. I got to remember something about him. So Steelers, we might come back to Tyler Simmons. Okay. Steelers, stick kick. That's Presley Harvin III. Brian Blackstock says James Pierre. Alfonso Lilly says Chase Claypool. I never thought about going with Chase Claypool.
But I actually had thought about him in some ways, but
I mean, he was talked about so much last year during camp. You almost have to be like, can he really? He'd have to be doing so much more than what he did before. But it's not out of the question, but I see you're thinking. Okay. Bernardo Anthony McFarland.
There you go.
Russ says mine's Haskin too. Okay. He says, Tyler W says Green being wishful thinking. And this Green, just so you know, I've had to look it up so many times, does not have an E in his name. And Jaredevil.
Hold on.
What?
I got to go back and edit you there, editor.
What?
I liked how you said, and just so you know, that this Green doesn't have an E in his name.
Oh, at the end of his name.
There you go. Because otherwise,
Mr. Technicality, I know what you mean. He only has two. Okay. Let's see. So for those of you that don't understand the Frank Webb reference, it's it's a good one. Okay. Brian Brown says Quincy Roche. Oh, Jennifer says Zach Banner.
You know what? That's actually that's a good one. I didn't consider that. You know, was another one probably going to talk about.
I should probably, you know, someone said I almost put Carlos Davis on my list. Last year,
yeah,
that all of a sudden he starts being the player that the Steelers saw in him that a lot of other people didn't. Okay, Daredevil then gave us a real answer of Mark Gilbert. That's the cornerback out of Duke that was going to be like a day one or day two pick after his sophomore year. Just looked phenomenal, yeah, and then dislocated his hip.
Yep.
Then had an ankle injury on top of that. That a lot of potential where you know what he could have been, but you just don't know how the body responds to those things. So, and I just skipped ahead. Okay.
Your next one would be this one. AJC actually said Carlos Davis.
I didn't even see Carlos Davis.
Okay. And I looked down and was like, oh, he's like right down here. So,
yeah. Kathy Forid says Quincy Roche. People are saying goodbye to Andrew because he had to roll out of here. Yeah. They said about Simmons after being a part of the, of UGA's pro day. Yeah, he was one of the he was one of the 2020. There were several. I couldn't remember which pro day he was because there were several of them that if they weren't with the team that came out and came out in 2020 into the NFL, but they weren't on an active roster, they could go back and do a pro day at various places since they didn't get to do them last year. So yeah, he was the one at Georgia's. I think he was the first one they signed out of all those.
I believe so, yes.
I'm going to bring it up. Okay. Russ says, just for Jeff, Jordan Berry.
Earlier when I said Dave was sucking up to Jeff, Russ, you are trying to, you know, be you know, Jeff would start referring to Russ as the former member of the PTS.
Yeah, family. I was going to say former commentator. Yeah. He might have put you in a timeout for that, Russ. Jared Cherubin, he says, Q from the U, Quincy Roche. Wes, I'm not going to bring it up, but he did say he thought of other people like Buddy Johnson or Trey Norwood. See, Trey Norwood is another one there that I could see is interesting. Ron says Shakir Brown.
Yep.
So that's a good one. Those are some good answers. There's lots of possibilities. And you know what? It very well could be nobody that was mentioned. I would not be shocked. I mean, and the thing is, I will tell you where they will be mentioned for sure. And that'll be on Michael Beck's and mine, Steelers trifecta, where we're going through the entire 90-man roster, three of them at a time, counting down to training camp so you'll know who everyone, and watch the Steelers make a move and screw it up. But it is what it is. And they will obviously, you know, the Steelers will be making moves during camp. They always do. So it'll be interesting. I have another question that I got to remind you of after the show that's going to be a really good one to ask at some point. So,
okay.
But this was a lot of fun tonight. It was a lot of fun when Michael was with you. That was a fantastic show. When I was with Jeffrey, we had a blast. That was great. Having Sam Highsmith on last week was great. And it was really nice then getting back to what we do. So, yeah. Lots of fun.
Again, hey, thanks live chat, because really they were live. You know, not that we had a ton of people in here tonight, but they were in there and they were lively and kind of kept us going. Actually, at times kept us off topic.
Yeah. Kept us off topic. Hey, if we were on topic all the time, it wouldn't be the Scobro show. It would be, I can't say the Hangover because that's not true. It would be the Friday Night Six Pack, because Tony, well, when he's by himself, he gets to stay on his topic as much as he wants. I'm listing these other shows. Make sure you're checking them all out. We are still coming strong with the content. We have all the same podcasts. When just the audio only and our live shows that we have every day, we will be adding some more podcasts when the season comes around. So that's going to be lots of fun. Make sure you're checking out. They changed the name from the locker room to the green room on the app where Jeff Hartman does his live show. He did that earlier tonight. So if you're not part of that, make sure you know, that's another way that you can reach out and be a part of that show as well. That's usually around 7:30 on Tuesdays before we go. And of course, make sure you're checking out behindthesteelcurtain.com your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We really are still bringing the content in what is the biggest downtime of the calendar year for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I've got a teaser to throw out there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because I was going to let you do some closing thoughts.
Teaser for next week's show.
Okay.
All right. So next week's show, there will be an announcement coming. Mm-hmm. This announcement has something to do with a little bit of a social experiment that myself and the Oracle, Dave Schofield, and SCO 2.0, Kyle Schofield, that we are going to be taking part in when we go on vacation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give you a little teaser on that right now. But the best part of it, just so you can get a little bit of idea what's going on, is going to involve hashtag pay Kyle.
Hey Kyle. Yep.
We'll talk about it more next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Good teaser. So, hey, so yes, we will definitely talk about it next week.
But until then, can't wait.